friends, welcome to another episode of the NSN Shift Support Podcast. Today is our first bonus episode. So I've been seeing a lot about the TikTok nurses being fired on social media and even in the news, as well as the South Carolina nurses that were arrested. And I've just kind of been reading up on it, and I thought I would, you know, it was a great first bonus episode for the podcast, and I'm just here to kind of let you know what's going on, share my thoughts on it a little bit. I am obviously no legal expert or social media expert when it comes to hospitals or anything like that, but just sharing one nurse's unsolicited opinion. So I hope everyone is having a good week so far. I hope you're taking some time to listen to the new episodes that dropped this week. I think they're pretty good. I hope if you've worked, your shifts are going well. If you've been off, you've gotten in some rest and recovery. This has been a busy week. My husband and I are back in Florida. We are back in the RV, which is super nice to be back home. We are getting unpacked, and tomorrow my sister-in-law and her fiance arrive to Florida, and then Friday my in-laws, his parents, and his brother get here, and his other brother, he has three brothers, his other brother and his girlfriend live here, like in the same RV park. It's pretty crazy, but also kind of cool that we're in the same place right now. So we're all going to be together. Saturday, we're going to go to downtown Disney and have lunch, and even my parents are going to come. Then we're going to go look at the trees and everything at Disney World. We're going to have an early Christmas celebration because everybody is older. Some people have to work. Some people have significant others' houses that they're going to on Christmas Day. So we're doing the Culbertson Christmas this weekend. I'm super excited for it, super excited to have some girl time with my sister-in-law. If my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, and then Bradley's third brother, the oldest brother, and his wife, if they could all be here, then it would be perfect because all the families would be together, but still super excited about those who could make it. Unfortunately, life gets in the way sometimes of everyone getting together. But yeah, let's get into it. So let's first talk about the TikTok nurses ache videos that are apparently going around. I honestly have not been on TikTok quite as much. I've kind of been focusing on Instagram because that's where I seem to get the best engagement for the support group and things. And I feel like what I share kind of hits a little bit better on Instagram, but I still love TikTok. I've just been trying to be on social media a little bit less, so I haven't been on as much. But there's these ick videos, and an ick, I guess, is basically something you just don't really care for or like, or something that kind of, you know, makes your skin crawl. And so nurses apparently have been doing ick videos about patients. And some Emory, which is in Atlanta, labor and delivery nurses, did an ick video, and a few of their icks were, one was when you come in for your induction talking about, can I have a shower and eat? Another one was when you're going room to room from one baby mama and your other baby mama, ick. And another one is, it's the unlimited trips to the nurse's station for me. So obviously this resulted in a ton, thousands of comments from all different people. A wide range of responses. Nurses were saying that nurses are human. We all have thoughts like this. You know, this, you're just nurses letting off some steam. Don't take it so seriously. Other nurses were saying how unprofessional they were, that they were denying basic requests, that they were not creating a safe environment for their patients. And then some patients and birthing people obviously saw this and jumped on and said that they felt judged and attacked, and obviously it did not go well. Emory found out, and the nurses were actually fired, from what I've read. And that came with a wide range of response. People saying, good, I'm glad they were fired, they deserve to be fired. And then the other end of, you know, there was no step between them doing this and firing them. You know, there can't be a re-education. You know, they couldn't be written up, a warning, what have you. They have deleted the video, and it sounds like most of them have deleted their social media accounts. But obviously, that's not before a million other places have screenshotted it, screen recorded it, and it's still out there. So let's dive into this a little bit and some of my thoughts. Do I think they should have posted it? No. I think as nurses, we're in a place of trust with our patients. We're a trusted profession. We work with people in their most vulnerable times, especially childbirth. We work with people that don't have the same education as us, so things that may seem quote-unquote normal to us or just another day are scary to them, and that makes sense. So do I think we should make ick videos about things our patients do that we don't like? No. Do I think there's a lot of videos that are similar to this out there where people don't get fired? Yes. So I really don't think they should have been fired. I think they should have been reprimanded. I think they should have issued an apology, which they did, but maybe through Emory or something. But I think there could have been a warning or something. But I will say hospitals can be very quick to fire over social media or any type of indiscretion online. It seems they don't want to educate, especially newer nurses, younger generation of nurses. They just don't want to deal with it because they don't want to have to take any flack for it. So it's much easier to just get rid of the quote-unquote problem, right? So I do think that we are in a new age where we have people that are becoming professionals that have grown up in a much different world and a much more outspoken world than a lot of us, especially older generations. I'm a millennial, so I'm not that much older than the younger generation of nurses, but you know, Gen X and boomers, they are more, some of them, not all, I'm generalizing, they are a little more cautious of the internet. They're a little more private on the internet. While you have millennials and definitely Gen Z that grew up with, you know, maybe their parents were putting them on the internet for Gen Z. They've always shared their life on the internet. You know, they had social media at a much younger age than most the rest of us even had an option to have it. So I think while it may seem common sense to not post these type of things, they may not be really thinking through that, you know, I'm posting this for nurses, but not just nurses can see this. They may not be thinking through, like, I'm doing this as kind of like a joke to let off some steam because I'm human and we all have thoughts, and that there's nurses who just are not going to accept that. They're automatically going to say you're unprofessional. There are nurses who really take on martyrism and kind of have this idea that you should, you know, kind of have this like Florence Nightingale angelic appearance about you. So I think that there's just a lot of nuance to it. I think that these nurses should have been reprimanded, like I said, and re-educated and issued heartfelt, genuine apologies. But do I think that they should have been fired? Unless they like came up and were like, you know, I don't care what you had to say, I stand by this and I would do it again. And they were just bold faced, like adamant that they did the right thing. Maybe you could fire them then. But I just think that there's so much nuance to it. And we are just so quick to be like, I can't believe you would do that. You know, that's so unprofessional. That's so obvious. You shouldn't do that. When we have to think about the way everyone has been raised, the way we've been exposed to the internet and the things we've seen on the internet. I also saw some nurses saying, like, if you think this, then you should get out of nursing. And that I honestly disagree with. I do think if you're getting to the point of burnout, compassion fatigue, which I have experienced, then yes, please step away from bedside, go part-time, find a new job, do something to help yourself and help your patients, because you're not going to be your best nurse if you're feeling that way. But to think that things aren't ever going to annoy you that someone does, even if they're doing it in the most non-malicious, innocent way, I just don't agree with that. I think we all get annoyed sometimes, especially, you know, if you're on shift three and you haven't slept and it's so busy and, you know, a patient is doing X, Y, and Z, it's okay to be a little annoyed. Do you show them that you're annoyed? No. Do you go on the internet and tell the whole world that you were annoyed? Probably not. No, but to act like you can't ever have a negative thought at work or be annoyed by someone or be frustrated or not like what a patient's doing is, that's just not reality, and that's not being human. And nurses are just human. We are not these angelic beings like people like to make us out to be. So I really do feel for these nurses. I don't think they should have done it, especially in labor and delivery, where we have so many issues with lack of education and racial disparities. And it's just a scary world for people to go into. To go in and have a baby, I'm sure, is very scary. And to know that your nurses are thinking these things when you think you're just asking innocent questions is not okay. So I totally agree it shouldn't have been made, but do I think they should be fired? Not necessarily. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. I think it's also a really good reminder for any of us that do engage in social media, post on social media, if you have a podcast or a blog or whatever it may be, to be really mindful of what you say. Don't talk about patients. Don't break HIPAA. And sometimes, and this is a whole nother episode, I think we take it too far and we make it so healthcare workers can't really deal with their feelings or their emotions or take care of their mental health with HIPAA. But that's another story for another time. But just be mindful. Know your facility social media policy. Put disclaimers up, you know, that these opinions are solely your own, not those of your facility. But even then, you just have to be really careful because, unfortunately, a hospital can pretty much fire you for anything you put online that they don't like. And it doesn't even have to be related to patients. So just keep that in mind. Keep your job safe. And be kind to our patients, because they do look to us as one of the most trusted professions and those that are there to help them. Next, we have two South Carolina nurses arrested. They were working at Magnolia Manor, which is a skilled nursing facility or nursing home. And the nursing home, Magnolia Manor, the nursing home turned them into the state for intentionally failing to change dressings. The residents that they were caring for were classified as vulnerable adults, which most adults in a nursing home would be. Vulnerable adult is someone who's not able to, you know, care for themselves and therefore more at risk to be neglected, abused, taken advantage of, etc. So they were saying because they failed to change these dressings, the wound increased in size and could lead to other complications and worsening of the client's condition, which, yes, obviously, wounds can make you systemically sick. They can cause you to be septic. They could, they could lead to death. So dressing changes are very important. Following wound care is very important. Wounds, honestly, it's shocking how quickly the size can increase and the staging can increase, even if you are changing it, but especially if you're not changing it. But they have been charged with neglect of vulnerable adults, which is a felony, which they could face 5 years of jail time for. So there's a lot of nuance behind this, but overall, I think this is absurd. And just very unreasonable. First off, I really don't believe these nurses maliciously plan to not change these two people's dressing. I don't think, you know, they got together and they said, we're going to do everything that we're supposed to do except change these dressings. That just, unless you just were a really terrible nurse and not a good human, I just don't think anyone ever would say, I'm intentionally not going to do this. So the fact that they're saying that, I really wonder if how they're even trying to prove that. Also, let's talk about nursing homes for a second. I worked in a nursing home for 4 years as an LPN, a little bit as a CNA, but I didn't last that long because it was hats off to the CNAs and nursing homes, because that is hard work. But as an LPN, when I was on the rehab unit, I had 21 short stay patients, and they easily could have dressing changes from surgeries or injuries. A lot of them needed pain medications because they were post-op hip, knee, or shoulder replacement. They needed help going to the bathroom. I had to give them all meds. I had to check everyone's sugar and then cover everyone's sugar. And that was for 21 residents. And at night, after 11 p.m., I only had one CNA for the whole hall. So me and one CNA were supposed to turn, change, medicate, wound care, everything, which I think we all can agree is extremely unreasonable and not safe. I know when I was on the long-term side of things, I had up to 36 residents, and legally you could go up to 44. We had a hall that had two med carts, and when nurses would call out or we'd be short-staffed, they would make one nurse work both med carts, which was like close to 44 residents. So the staffing is horrendous in skilled nursing. What's even worse is it's illegal. You often don't have the supplies you need. I know we would run out of wound care supplies. We'd run out of briefs at times. You would run out of linen. And it's not like you could call down and get more linen from housekeeping. Linen was coming on a truck. They washed it off-site at times. So that was stressful, and it didn't make it so you could always get everything done. And, you know, when it comes to prioritizing, am I going to medicate these residents to, you know, keep blood pressure in check so they don't have a stroke or a heart attack? Am I going to give them their blood thinner so their stent doesn't restenose, what have you? Or am I going to change a dressing? And obviously, it's not a choice anyone wants to make. But I would say most of us would choose to medicate. So I really can see how these nurses got put in a really terrible position. Since Magnolia Manor, like a lot of nursing homes, is funded by Medicaid, Medicare. I'm sure someone came in, someone got a complaint. They were feeling the heat because things weren't being done as they should be. Or they were being charged for something maybe that wasn't done. And obviously, why not use the nurses that are quote-unquote in charge as your scapegoat? And I'm sure these nurses were probably working the same hall, switching off day and night shift, and just got thrown under the bus. Just like we saw in the Redonda Vaught trial, who was criminally charged with felony neglect after giving the wrong medication to a patient. While yes, she did make an error, there was a long line of errors in the system that resulted in her making the final and unfortunately deadly error. So I wholeheartedly believe at this nursing home, there is many factors at play, not just these two nurses maliciously deciding not to change a dressing. But again, it's easier to blame the nurses. And I don't know about you, but I have definitely gone into patients' rooms, especially if an order wasn't placed for a wound. Maybe they came in with the wound. You know, it's a weekend, wound care hasn't seen them yet, whatever it may be. And a dressing hasn't been changed in a day or two when it was supposed to be. Like, by the date on the dressing, I can tell it hasn't been changed. And I'm just imagining if we start putting people in jail for every time that happens, or an IV is left in a little bit longer than it's supposed to, or a PICC line dressing is left longer. And don't come at me. I know it's important for infection control. I know we need to do these things, but I also know the real world of nursing after 10 years. It is not black and white. It is not the NCLEX school world that you were taught. Staffing can be horrendous. You can have nights where you have multiple codes, multiple rapids. You're literally just trying to keep people breathing. You have now things like COVID, where you might have all COVID patients. You're having to deal with PPE on top of it. You're dealing with respiratory distress. You don't have a lot of support You know, there might, especially on night shift, there might be one RT for the whole hospital. There might be one or two physicians for the whole hospital. So I'm not saying, you know, don't do things, but I am saying that this is the real world and things don't always get done, and it's not a malicious thing, and it's certainly not something you should go to jail for, especially when you're working in a horribly broken system. I can probably do a whole podcast sometime on long-term care and just how horribly broken it is. And I learned so much there. I worked with some of the best nurses and CNAs there. I loved my residence there so, so much. I still like have such fond memories of many of them still to this day. But it will run you into the ground. They do not give you the support you need, and you don't get the recognition you deserve either. You often are looked down on. People do not say nice things to you. If you have to call EMS, they're not kind. Sometimes the physicians are not kind simply because you're calling from the nursing home, and the nurses you get report to or from at the hospital cannot be kind. So skilled nursing, long-term care, anything like that, nurses and CNAs, MPs, PAs, physicians, whatever you may be, you're the bomb. You're amazing. I appreciate you so much. I got off on a little tangent here. Summary. I definitely don't think they should be arrested. I don't even think they should have lost their jobs. And I hope and pray that they get a really good legal team that's going to show, like, hey, putting the blame on these two nurses is just asinine and absurd and should not happen. And here is why. And I'm sure, I promise you, they could probably pull up all kinds of stuff on this nursing home to prove that these nurses were not, you know, set up for success. So I hope that happens. But, I mean, I have seen their faces and their names everywhere. Like, people I follow all over the country, national news. So I just really feel for them because they're really being dragged through the mud. When they are low on the totem pole as far as actually having power to change things and just trying to do the best they could for their residents and actually care for people. And they'll probably lose their nursing license, which is your livelihood. They might have kids, they have family. It's really heartbreaking that a facility has the power to hurt the people that are actually doing the care that they are charging for. And the whole reason they are open. If you didn't have nurses and CNAs, you wouldn't have a nursing home. Those admin, what have you, they would be nothing. So it really bothers me, especially because it hits so close to home. It's in the upstate of South Carolina, right where I'm from. And I'm just sending them love and hoping it goes well. But it's just another thing to be mindful of. Document, document, document. Speak up if staffing is an issue, even though they may not listen to you, and honestly, they may fire you. So that's a whole nother issue, but it's just, every time I see these, it really kind of scares me for my license and to be a nurse. And people say, well, if you do everything right, then you'll be fine, and that's just not true. When nurses or when facilities will use you as a scapegoat. So that's a little update on nurses in the news right now. Unfortunately, neither of them are great. Also, if you didn't hear, a little side note, Minnesota was going to have a very large strike this week, and they have come to negotiations and a tentative agreement. So as of now, that strike is off. But I definitely love to see nurses setting up strikes and unions and fighting for the pay and the staffing and the resources and the care that we deserve. So thanks so much for tuning in and listening. I feel like I got a little rambly. I probably had too much to say, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you want to send me a message on Instagram, or I'll probably put a post about this so you could comment on the post. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.